Oh my gosh, guys. I am getting so excited. I think it's kind of funny though, because I have two 50-pound bags in which I have one or two baggies of little personal items, one pair of shorts, and one swimming suit in those bags. All the rest is art equipment and materials. So hopefully I can get all my clothes, etc., in my carry-on. Anyway, it's been pretty crazy, but I am really excited, and I'm sorry I missed you the other morning. I just couldn't quite swing those hours that day, but I could talk about this forever, because this vision has been on my heart for so long. And when I get there in person, we'll share, you know, in more detail about that. But there's a quote I reread, Pursuing Justice, that was written by Ken Witsma just recently. And there's a quote in there that I know that we are all been so affected by Heidi Baker in our lives in the love message. But there's a quote in there that says, in pursuing justice, we don't need a formula, but a desire to see love reign. I love that. Anyway, so basically, Kelly asked me for kind of to cast the vision of kind of what I'm thinking, and we'll mesh our hearts. Our hearts are already meshed together. we'll just mesh together in person, right? But I see an artisan group of women who are free, they're healed, they're delivered, and they're empowered. And they have become self-sufficient and self-sustainable. I want to share and help in any way that I can, but that's the goal. And over time, I think that they'll be able to develop designers and a team to create jewelry and art that with skill and excellence, and it will be unique to their group. You will recognize their work as the women of Cambodia. It will be that distinct. And I believe that many of the women, as they are freed from poverty and the sex trade, what I would love to see happen is for this group, this artisan group of women, to become a really strong group of sisters who band together in Christian love and unity, who then can be equipped to rescue others, encourage others, love others, nurture others. And it can even be just a stepping stone for others to get out of the sex trade and get safe and get healed and come to know who they are in Christ. And then they can go on and follow their own dreams and jobs. And maybe even that this group could even become so prosperous that they might even be able to do microfinancing loans themselves to other women. I don't know about that, but I do see it as being it can be a permanent place of employment for some who is just their thing. They love it. And others who it could be used as a wonderful stepping stone to get them into their own visions, and a place where their children are also safe and they have an opportunity to be educated, that we could provide the money for their children to go to school. And all of this hinges on, obviously, identity. When they come to know that they are loved by God and who they are in Christ. And for quite a while now, I'd say for at least 2 years, I've had this certain little slogan in my mind. I'm not saying that we have to use it, but I really feel it deeply. And it has three V's: victims, victors, vision. And what I feel like it is saying is that they are no longer victims, but victors. They're overcomers by vision. Proverbs actually 29:18, where there's no vision, the people perish. It's true. Vision is key. You know, if you can't see it, you can't be it, you know. They need to know that they're loved by God. They need to know who they are in Christ, that they are special, that they are unique, and that God has good plans and purposes for them. And to be able to imagine a future life, to be able to dream, you know, to bring hope I read something the other day that I loved how they said it. They said that you need to spy out the promised land. In other words, look by faith and see what God has for you. So that's what we want to do. We want to encourage them to spy out their promised land. And there's a particular scripture that God has really used concerning these women, and it's Psalm 68, 5 through 6, and verse 11. And it says, "A father of the fatherless," in other words, orphans, "and a judge for the widows is God in his holy habitation. God makes a home for the lonely." He makes a family. This sisterhood can be a sort of family, a body. "He leads out the prisoners into prosperity." I love that because it speaks of moving from bondage into freedom, and even beyond freedom into prosperity. My goal is that this isn't some just, we're going to string a few beads and try to, you know, bring in a little income. No, my goal is to see them to truly become artisans and to become create things that the world was going to want. People are going to want it. Besides, of course, the connection with them. And for them to prosper and not just get by, but to truly prosper. In verse 11, it says, "The Lord gives the command. The women who proclaim the good tidings are a great host." And I see this even bigger. I see an even bigger vision that this particular group of artisan women of Cambodia can begin to give hope and change not only their lives, which is where it starts, and the future of their children, but also their city or their province, their nation, Cambodia itself. I believe that these women can lead the way. They can lead the way. So it was interesting that you were getting that word kingdom, because the little logo kind of thing that I have been drawing for a couple years now. I'll have to draw it and send it to you so you can see what I'm talking about. But you know, the symbol for a woman is a head with a straight line one direction and then a straight line the horizontal direction too. So I drew three of those together, and then I put a V on top of each head for no longer victims, but victors through vision, VVV. But also, to me, those V's look like crowns. And so the royalty of this, of the daughters, and I was thinking maybe kingdom daughters, but I know that you already have an organization there called Daughters. So I was thinking about that. I thought, well, it could be the Kingdom Sisters, Kingdom Sisterhood, Kingdom Artisan Sisters, Kingdom Artisan Sisterhood, or it might just be Women Artisans of the Kingdom. I don't know. You guys can talk about that. We can see what we come up with. But I love that. I love connecting what I was given with what you were given about the kingdom. I believe that this, you know, we don't know every detail about what we're doing and how it's going to go, how it's going to work, blah, blah, blah. But we do know for sure that this is God's plan and God's vision for these women. And we are just seeking, you know, just the one. You know, like Heidi has told us a million times, we stop for the one. We love the one. We'll let God grow it from there. You know, I just know how to make jewelry, okay? I just know how to do a little about a lot of things. But I feel like it's my five loaves and two fish. And our only responsibility is to give our five loaves and two fish to Jesus, because we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that He can multiply it and feed thousands of people. So I am extremely honored to get to come. I'm very excited about it. And I can't wait. I love to play in the clay. I love to, you know, make jewelry and be creative. And I'm excited. And so I love you guys. I've been praying for you as you're making decisions about the building and all that kind of thing. I'm very excited. And I, like I said, thank you again for giving me the opportunity to come and work with you and to see what God wants to do. And I know it's good. All right. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.